Thanks for listening to Alt Latino. You know, NPR's new politics podcast is where our political reporters talk to you like they talk to each other, with weekly roundups, short takes on news, and reporting from the campaign trail. You don't have to keep up with politics to know what's happening in this crazy election year. You just have to keep up with our politics podcast. You can listen and subscribe at npr.org/podcast and on the NPR One app.
Sobre a cabeça os aviões, sob os meus pés os caminhões, aponta contra os chapadões meu nariz.
From NPR Music, this is Alt Latino. I'm Jasmine Garst.
And I'm Felix Contreras, and this week we have an amazing treat for you and for us. Two legends of Brazilian music are joining us.
I can't even believe they're here. This is Caetano Veloso and Gilberto Gil. And they're joining us. They're taking time off from their tour together, and they're joining us from Miami.
Hi.
Hello.
Thank you so much for joining us. Thank you.
Thank you for the interest.
Of course.
Are you kidding us?
They are on tour, and they have a new album together. It's called Dos Amigos, Un Século de Música. And, of course, my Portuguese is completely non-existent, so please pardon that. We're listening to a track called Tropicália from the album. How long ago did you record this song and originally? And tell us just a tiny bit about it, and then we'll hear the rest of the song.
This is Caetano speaking. I recorded that song in 1967. That's it, in São Paulo, and that was kind of the beginning of what they call the Tropicalist movement.
We want to hear all about that, but we're going to hear the rest of the song right now. This, again, is from the new album from Caetano Veloso and Gilberto Gil.
Autenticando eterna primavera e nos jardins os urubus passei uma tarde inteira entre os girassóis. Viva Maria, ia, ia, viva Bahia, ia, 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 ia. Viva Maria, ia, ia, viva Bahia, ia, 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 ia. No pulso esquerdo, bang, bang, em suas veias corre muito pouco sangue, mas seu coração balança um samba de tambor. Emite acordes dissonantes pelos 5.000 alto-falantes. Senhoras e senhores, ele põe os olhos grandes sobre mim. Vive Iracema, mamá, vive Ipanema, mamá, mamá. Iracema, mamá, vive Ipanema, mamá, mamá. Domingo é o fino da bossa, segunda-feira está na fossa, terça-feira vai à roça, porém o monumento é bem moderno. Não disse nada do modelo do meu terno, que tudo mais vá pro inferno, meu bem. Que tudo mais vá pro inferno, meu bem. Viva a banda, da, da, Carmen Miranda, da, 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 da. Viva a banda, da, da, Carmen Miranda, da, 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 da. Viva a banda, da, da, Carmen Miranda, da, 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 da. Viva a banda, da, da, Carmen Miranda, da, 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 da.
You two were central figures in the Tropicália movement in Brazilian music in the late 1960s. The politics and the music pushed back against a repressive government, and this song could be almost considered a theme song of the movement, right? I mean, it broke away from the traditional sounds of Brazilian music.
When that song that you just played, Tropicália, was released, it was already kind of the after moment of the scandal of the electric guitar that we used.
So there was an actual scandal. Like, you went on with a electric guitar and it was a scandal?
That was a scandal, yes. Just because we came with each one of us with a different rock band. And the songs we wrote were more like rock friendly. And the audience was not rock friendly at all.
Something similar to what happened to Bob Dylan in the States when he appeared, you know, playing electric guitar with the band and other groups. I mean, reaction against him that was considered as a purist, folk purist or something like that, you know, was a kind of a scandalous for some audiences in the States.
What was the exact song that you played when you were that scandal happened?
Well, the very first one was Alegria, Alegria by me. And then a few days later, Domingo no Parque by Gil. Yeah.
Since those two songs are so important to the Tropicália movement at that time, let's hear a little bit of both of those songs. With the reminder that you can hear all the songs in their entirety from today's show on our website at npr.org/alllatino. So for now, first, Alegria, Alegria by Caetano Veloso.
Caminhando contra o vento, sem lenço, sem documento, no sol de quase dezembro, eu vou. O sol se reparte em crimes, espaçonaves, guerrilhas, em cardinales bonitas, eu vou. Em caras de presidentes, em grandes beijos de amor, em dentes, pernas, bandeiras, bomba e Brigitte Bardot. O sol nas bancas de revista me enche de alegria e preguiça. Quem lê tanta notícia? Eu vou por entre fotos e nomes, os olhos cheios de cores, o peito cheio de amores. Pensa em casamento e eu nunca mais fui à escola, sem lenço, sem documento, eu vou.
And now a bit of Domingo no Parque by Gilberto Gil.
O rei da brincadeira,
e José,
o rei da confusão,
e João,
um trabalhava na feira,
e José,
outro na construção,
e João.
A semana passada, no fim da semana, João resolveu não brigar. No domingo de tarde saiu apressado e não foi pra Ribeira jogar. Capoeira não foi pra lá, pra Ribeira foi namorar. O José, como sempre, no fim da semana, guardou a barraca e sumiu. Foi fazer no domingo um passeio no parque, lá perto da boca do rio. Foi no parque que ele avistou Juliana, foi que ele viu. Foi que ele viu Juliana na roda com João. Uma rosa e um sorvete na mão. Juliana, seu sonho, uma ilusão. Juliana e o amigo João. O espinho da rosa feriu Zé, e o sorvete gelou seu coração. O sorvete e a rosa,
ô José.
A rosa e o sorvete,
ô José.
Foi dançando no peito,
ô José.
Do José brincalhão,
ô José.
O sorvete e a rosa,
ô José.
A rosa e o sorvete,
ô José.
Foi girando na mente,
ô José.
Do José brincalhão,
ô José.
Juliana girando,
foi girando.
Foi na roda gigante,
foi girando.
Foi na roda gigante,
foi girando.
O amigo João,
João.
O sorvete é morango,
é vermelho.
Foi girando e a rosa,
é vermelho.
Foi girando, girando,
é vermelho.
Foi girando, girando, olha a faca,
olha, a faca.
Olha o sangue na mão,
José.
Juliana no chão,
José.
Outro corpo caído,
José.
Seu amigo João. Amanhã não tem feira, não tem mais construção, não tem mais brincadeira. Não tem mais confusão.
in the 60s in the Universidad Federal de Bahia. Caetano, do you remember your first impressions of Gilberto?
Clearly. In fact, I saw Gil for the first time on TV. I was at home with my family, and in the afternoon. Then on TV, this guy appeared playing guitar, and he could play all the chords the bossa nova geniuses used to invent or use. And I was amazed, and I liked his face too, his smile and everything. His musicianship and his personality. So a few days later, I was introduced to him by a friend of ours, because I was walking down a street in Salvador, Bahia, and he came with Gilberto Gil. And he introduced us, and we immediately became friends.
I've read that you guys started off participating in these kind of talent shows, like a festival al aire libre.
The festivals. Yeah. Oh, yes. Yes, we at the time, they started, showing contests, bringing different composers and new singers, to interpret.
Can you give us an idea of what the music scene was like in Brazil at the time? What year are we talking about? And what were some of the more popular forms of music, as well as the more innovative forms of music?
We had the traditional styles, different styles, samba from Rio de Janeiro and Baião from the Northeast, and samba canção, which was a style also developed in Rio and São Paulo and things, and some regional, very local, different ingredients. And so and we had the bossa nova movement, that came with innovation, harmonical innovation, melodical innovation, and lyrical innovation too. I mean, the composers, they started writing songs about different things, recycling the whole old-fashioned ways of doing music and introducing that new thing.
That was such an amazing time in Brazilian culture. Like, there was all this movement, Tropicalia, and this cultural movement and artistic growth, but it was also a time of a lot of political violence and repression under the dictatorship. Do you think something as massive as Tropicalia would have happened in a democracy in times of peace? Or was it was a direct response, right?
Yes, it was a direct response. And of course, the fact that we were under a dictatorship taught us what violence really meant. And the violent aspect of rock and roll interested us more because we were seeing violence. And we thought that the artistical, aesthetical reaction our colleagues were presenting was too passive. They were outspokenly left-wing and they were nationalistic, and they wanted to defend our traditions and everything. But they were not responding to the violent tone of things that were happening in Brazil back then. So we changed our way of composing and singing and playing, partly because of that, because of the experience of violence. And we finally were victims of it.
I read an interview in which you, Gilberto, said that there was a certain element of relief when you went to jail, because you realized that all of your fears were in fact true, that you weren't just being paranoid.
Somehow, yes, because the detention before the imprisonment was so big and increasing day by day that when I finally noticed that, that cycle, that first cycle of the Tropicália had finished exactly with imprisonment. At the same time, there was a kind of relief in terms of saying to myself, okay, it's gone now. This this difficult time is gone. I mean, let's get prepared for other things.
This seems like a good time to play a song that you, Gilberto Gil, wrote while you were in prison, Cerebro Electronico. It seems to be a turn away from the themes of pop songs and toward an almost digital perspective, which is surprising since you wrote this song almost 50 years ago. What were you thinking about when you wrote this song?
Themes like space, exploration, and the arrival of new technologies and things. I mean, those things came to my heart and my mind and became motivation for new songs and everything. So in Cerebro Electronico, I was exactly talking about the computers, you know, the new reality, cyber culture reality that was coming by. And I was discussing and being a little critical about, you know, the prospects for that kind of new culture. So the Cerebro Electronico song is critical about the arrival of the... Of course, I was being too idealistic at that time because it became exactly the opposite.
You were looking into the future with this song.
I was looking... I was a little biased about the future.
In fact, he was writing critical words about it, but he was fascinated by the subject.
That's it. O cérebro eletrônico faz tudo, quase tudo, quase tudo, mas ele é mudo. O cérebro eletrônico comanda, manda e desmanda. Ele é quem manda, mas ele não anda. Só eu posso pensar se Deus existe. Só eu posso chorar quando estou triste. Eu caco meus botões de carne e osso. Eu falo e ouço. Eu penso e posso. Posso decidir se vivo ou morro. Porque sou vivo pra cachorro. E sei que cérebro eletrônico nenhum me dá socorro em meu caminho inevitável para a morte. Porque eu sou vivo, vivo, sou muito vivo. E sei que a morte é nosso impulso primitivo. Sei mais que cérebro eletrônico nenhum me dá socorro com seus botões de ferro e seus olhos de vidro. O cérebro eletrônico faz tudo, quase tudo, quase tudo, mas ele é mudo. O cérebro eletrônico comanda, manda e desmanda. Coelho é quem manda, mas ele não anda. Só eu posso pensar se Deus existe. Só eu posso chorar quando estou triste. Eu caco meus botões de carne e osso. Eu falo e ouço. Eu penso e posso decidir se vivo ou morro. Porque sou vivo, vivo, vivo pra cachorro. E sei que cérebro eletrônico nenhum me dá socorro em meu caminho inevitável para a morte. Porque eu sou vivo, sou muito vivo. E sei que a morte é nosso impulso primitivo. Sei mais que cérebro eletrônico nenhum me dá socorro.
caminho inevitável para a morte. Porque eu sou vivo, sou muito vivo, e sei que a morte é nosso impulso primitivo. Sei mais, que cérebro eletrônico nenhum me dá socorro com seus botões de ferro e seus olhos de vidro. O cérebro eletrônico faz tudo, faz quase tudo, quase tudo, mas ele é mudo. O cérebro eletrônico comanda, manda e desmanda. Ele é quem manda, mas ele não anda.
So I have to be honest, this is not the kind of song I would write if I was in prison. It's too happy.
Rock and roll, yeah. Pure rock and roll. I like it. I still like it very much today.
I liked it now when I heard this piece. Now,
yeah, very interesting. The pulse and the accents and everything.
It is.
Yeah, good ones.
Looking back throughout your career, like how much did those experiences in those years influence your music and your individual careers? Because you went on and you had very prolific careers but two very distinct styles.
Very different styles.
How did those experiences influence your music later on, each one?
Dramatically, I would say. I mean, like we kept doing things in a sort of similar way for a long, long time.
It opened different perspectives. Mm-hmm. But you must know that Cerebral Electronica, that recording, is very strongly that way. But not all things we were doing were that way, sounded like that. We made, at the same time, lots of things that sounded enormously different from that. And then the other things that more traditionally Brazilian, slow, and sambas and things. Mm-hmm. So we kept on doing this multiple styled production of music.
Let's talk about your new album, Two Friends, One Century of Music. It's a beautiful collection, and it spans several decades and many authors, and including you both. What would you say the mood is of the album?
Very celebrative in a sense, you know, celebrating our history, our musical history, by featuring different songs from different periods, you know, and establishing a very sort of a quiet, calm atmosphere to it, mostly due to the fact that we are just the two of us and our two guitars.
I think the feeling is mostly reaffirming, you know, it's the motivation behind it is reaffirming our presences in the Brazilian music scene and history, no? And the sense of history. These are the most notable aspects of this album.
Yeah.
And the fact that it was recorded live only adds to the excitement we all feel for celebrating that history. So let's hear another track, which I think is kind of appropriate to the conversation right now. This is called Back to Bahia.
puxando o cabelo, nervoso querendo ouvir Célia Campelo pra não cair. Naquela fossa em que vi um camarada meu de Porto Belo cair. Naquela falta de juízo que eu não tinha nenhuma razão pra curtir. Naquela ausência de calor, de cor, de sal, de sol, de coração pra sentir. Tanta saudade preservada num velho baú de prata dentro de mim. Digo num baú de prata porque prata é a luz do luar. Do luar que tanta falta me fazia junto com o mar. Mar da Bahia, cujo verde de vez em quando me fazia bem relembrar. Tão diferente do verde também tão lindo dos gramados campos de lá. Ilha do Norte, onde não sei se por sorte ou por castigo dei de parar. Por algum tempo, que afinal passou depressa como tudo tem de passar. Hoje eu me sinto como se ter ido fosse necessário para voltar. Tanto mais vivo, de vida mais vívida, dividida pra lá e pra cá.
Oh, 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 oh,
oh, oh, é.
Okay, before we let you go, we'd like to know what you, Caetano Veloso and Gilberto Gil, what are you listening to now for inspiration? Who are the artists that are catching your ears these days?
There are many.
Yeah.
From
Brazil and from other places.
From, yeah. Young Brazilian singers and composers to global singers to people from Portugal or African countries and from many places. Yeah, I listen to Kanye West and
wow,
James Blake.
Wow, I did not expect that.
I think Kanye's going to be pretty excited to hear that. Yeah,
I don't think so.
I basically listen randomly to different things that I not necessarily keep the names or something like.
I do that too. I listen to things that I don't know what they are.
Yeah.
But some names and things just came to my mind, so I mentioned.
Gentlemen, thank you so much. We were extremely, extremely honored to have you guys on the show with us today.
Yeah,
this was a lot of fun. Thank you. We hope you guys enjoyed yourself too.
We did. Yeah.
I thank you.
Thank you very much.
Bye-bye.
That was definitely a bucket list interview. We want to remind you that you can hear all the songs we talked about today on our website at npr.org/altlatino. And don't forget to follow us on Facebook and Twitter. We are NPR's Alt Latino. We'll see you next time.
Avisa lá que eu vou chegar mais tarde, oh yeah. Vou me juntar ao Olodum que é da alegria. É denominado de vulcão. O estampido ecoou nos quatro cantos do mundo. Em menos de um minuto, em segundos. Nossa gente é quem bem diz, é quem mais dança. Os gringos se afinavam na folia. Os deuses igualando todo encanto, toda dança. Os latapãs dos tambores gratificam. Quem fica não pensa em voltar. Afeição à primeira vista. O beijo batom que não vai mais soltar. A expressão do rosto identifica. Avisa lá, oh oh, avisa lá que eu vou. Avisa lá, avisa lá, oh oh, avisa lá que eu vou. Avisa lá que eu vou chegar mais tarde, oh yeah. Vou me juntar ao Olodum que é da alegria. É denominado de vulcão. O estampido ecoou nos quatro cantos do mundo. Em menos de um minuto, em segundos. Nossa gente é quem bem diz, é quem mais dança. Os gringos se afinavam na folia. Os deuses igualando todo encanto, toda dança. Os ratapãs dos tambores gratificam. Quem fica não pensa em voltar. Afeição à primeira vista. O beijo batom que não vai mais soltar. A expressão do rosto identifica. Avisa lá, oh oh, avisa lá que eu vou.
avisa lá, avisa lá, oh oh, avisa lá que eu vou. Avisa lá,
avisa lá,
avisa lá, oh oh, avisa lá que eu vou. Avisa lá,
avisa lá,
avisa lá, oh oh, avisa lá que eu vou.